إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه من والاه. وبعد, among the series of further reminders that we have started on diseases of the heart and their cures, I want to remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, about a disease that is so serious, not only because of the evil of itself, but because it, if you are afflicted by this disease, then you end up losing all your good deeds. And that is, I believe, something that is serious enough to warrant some very serious thought about what to do and how not to be caught in this trap. And that disease is jealousy. Jealousy is the tendency, is the desire, stated and unstated, to wish evil for somebody else because we don't like to see their success. We don't like to see anything good happening to them. People who are jealous are people who have really reached the bottom of desperation and bottom of frustration, where they have reached such a low level of their state, mental state and emotional state, that they cannot see anything good happening to somebody else and they wish evil for them. So if they are jealous of somebody, people are jealous for all kinds of reasons. If they're jealous for because the other person looks more handsome, or they think the other person is more handsome or more beautiful, they're jealous of them and they wish that something would happen to them, something evil would happen to them to take away their physical beauty. They're jealous about somebody for their knowledge, they wish evil for them for that reason. And if they're jealous about them for their wealth, they wish evil for them for that reason, and so on. And this jealousy is so bad because of two things that happen as a result of this jealousy. The first one is that the jealous person closes his or her mind to anything good that actually comes from the person about whom they are jealous. For example, if they are jealous of somebody because of their knowledge, then they close their eyes to anything good, anything wise, anything worthwhile that the other person may be saying or teaching. We have many examples of this kind of jealousy from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where people were jealous, people like Abu Jahl and so on were jealous of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they just didn't like him. And as a result of that, they closed their minds to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, as we say, the history is witness to what happened to them as a result of closing their minds and closing their eyes and ears to the truth. So also, you might have today, in today's world also, may have people who are jealous of others for the good that they may be saying and so on. And because of this, they shut their mind, they close their minds to anything good that comes from them. Now obviously, whose loss is it? Because if you close your mind to something that is good, the only person that is losing is yourself. No one else is losing because you have closed your mind to that goodness. Second big problem that happens with this kind of an attitude is that this is the root of ghibah. This is the root of slander. This is the root of backbiting and so on. As we know, the person who backbites and the person who indulges in slander is a person who loses his good deeds. And all his good deeds go to the one that he has slandered, go to the one about whom he is doing this ghibah. So not only do you not harm the other person, because I mean, all of this doesn't harm the other person, you end up harming yourself to this extent that not only do you not benefit from anything good that comes from there, but your good deeds go to this person that who you have been slandering. Now, obviously, that makes absolutely no sense to be in that situation. So this issue of jealousy is so evil and so so nasty. The only situation of jealousy, and that's why I said envy and jealousy, is the envy that a person may have for someone in a good sense, meaning that if, for example, if somebody is about whom maybe somebody recites the Quran very well, and you might say, oh, I wish I envy that person, his beautiful recitation. I wish I could recite like that. Now, that kind of envy is permissible. So also with regard to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending in charity, and learning and disseminating of knowledge. All of this, things like this, and there's the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said that envy is permissible only in two cases. One where a person learns Islam, practices it and teaches it, and you want to be like that person and you envy him for that. And the second one is where a person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you would like to be like that person, you want to spend in the path of Allah like that person. Envy is permissible in these two cases. Other than that, envy and jealousy are not permissible at all. It is completely and totally haram. And as I said, that if it leads you now to doing slander and backbiting, then not only have you lost all your good deeds to that person, but you have indulged in eating the dead flesh of your dead brother. You are, you know, obviously such a nasty situation to be in. Therefore now, what is the cure? As I told you, it's not easy. This one is very tough because it's so common that we have it has become in our lives. It's very tough, but it's a terminal illness. It's worse than a terminal illness because, as I have said before, terminal illnesses terminate with our death if they are not cured before that, whereas these terminal illnesses, they do not terminate actually. They carry on, and the evil effect carries on long after we are dead and gone. The cure is in three stages. The first one is to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean your heart, to make sujood, to make tawbah, in tahajjud, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean your heart totally and completely from this very nasty and evil situation, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from the evil of this terrible attitude of jealousy that you have fallen into. And because it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can clean the hearts. And therefore, it's essential for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our heart. And this is something that we must do very frequently, continuously make tawbah. You will actually feel your heart being clean, believe me. If you're doing it, how do you know whether you're successful? You will know. In your heart, you will know. You will find the burden of this massive evil that you were carrying being lightened and removed, and I wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this for you instantaneously, and your heart is filled with the glory of His Noor, inshallah. The second step is to make dua, sincere dua for the person who until now you had been slandering and you had been backbiting and you were jealous about. Make sincere dua for that person, for that person's success, that person's protection from all evil. Make dua, make sincere dua and say, oh Allah, I beg you, please help that person. Please help him, help her, protect them from all evil. Increase and enhance the goodness of their deeds. Accept their deeds, cover up their faults. Do that, make sincere dua. Again, as I said, it's not easy. You've got used to slandering that person. To say something good about that person will not come easy. You might even feel like a hypocrite, no problem, but do it sincerely. Do it sincerely, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use this, and this dua will be in your favor. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you make a dua, sincere dua for your brother, an angel makes the same dua for you. So remember that this dua will come back to you, inshallah. So make sincere dua for that person, in favor of that person, for that person's protection, for that person's acceptance of that person's deeds. And the third thing, as I told you, not easy. Third thing is actually go and meet that person and build a relationship with that person. Go and meet that person, apologize to them, say to them how sorry you are and how you realized your mistake, all the evil that you have been doing, and sincerely apologize to that person, give them a gift, be good to them, build a relationship with them. If that person is a teacher, go and sit in their class with a genuine intention to learn. Don't go and argue, don't ask questions, just sit there quietly, learn. If that person is somebody who is doing some good work, go and participate in that good work. Help them with that good work. Don't be stingy, don't hold back. Help them with that good work. Go and work with them. If that person is, whatever the nature, that you were jealous and you were slandering or backbiting, then ensure that you do the opposite of that. If you had been bad talking that person to some other people, go to those other people and say, I was a liar, I was a cheat, I backbited that person. All that I told you about that person was false, was not true. I have realized the evil and the error of my ways, and I have made tawbah, and I want to make sure that you are not a witness against me on the day of judgment, that I am telling you that this is all that I told you was not correct. So go and do that. These three stages of what to do and how to cure this evil of jealousy in our hearts. It's a very, very sad thing today that we are living in a condition where Muslims, this is one of the biggest things that afflicts us. Totally, we don't like to see anything good in another Muslim. Such a sad thing. The jealousy that you experience comes almost invariably from other Muslims. Almost invariably, Allah Alam, the people, the others, non-Muslims are very happy. They don't care. I mean, if you're doing something good, they say, fine, here's a guy who's doing good. But if you are doing but the Muslims, you will always find. I can give you classic examples. Take, for example, the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh. Muhammad Yunus, he got the Nobel Peace Prize. He was on every TV channel. People were praising his work and so on and so forth. But from many Muslims, you hear criticism. You hear all kinds of criticism. And they say, no, but you see, I'm justified in saying that. And his Grameen Bank, he still charges some interest and he does this and does that. I'm not saying interest is halal. It is not halal. Interest is haram. But I'm saying that there's a whole lot to that entire Grameen movement, which is nothing to do with interest, but which has to do with the empowerment of poor people, the empowerment of village women, and so on and so forth. We can look at all that good, but we don't. We don't. We find that one bad thing in it, and we want to criticize that. And who's doing that? The Muslims. This, and I can give you many other examples. I'm not making a list here, but I'm just saying that. Think about that. In your own life, how many people are there who you are backbiting and slandering? They have never harmed you. They never did anything bad for you. They were always good to you. They never harmed you in any way. But you have to say something critical. You have to be nasty to them. You have to say something critical to them, about them. You have to slander them. You have to backbite them. Alhamdulillah, no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person I'm sure can do with your good deeds. And if you want to give them away for free, that's your choice. That's the reason why against hasad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the one who is the victim of jealousy, the one about whom you are jealous, Allah gave that person a weapon to use against you. And that is the Muwaddathain, that is the last two surahs of the Quran, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Allah, ask protection. Say, O Allah, protect me from the jealousy of the one who is jealous when he is being jealous. And that is these two surahs, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, are the protection against jealousy and against magic and various other evils. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat of the Quran is Wallahu alamu bi a'da'ikum. Allah said that Allah is aware of your enemies. Kafa billahi waliyan wa kafa billahi nasira. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a wali and as a helper and as a protector. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from the jealousy of those who are jealous. But the advice is for all of us to say that whoever we are jealous about, this is a totally and completely negative emotion which we must be got rid of. It is an evil, evil, evil disease of the heart which we must get rid of and not fall into this trap. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to be pleased with us and to help us to get out of this evil and to do that which is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.